What is it about? Why is it that when you get old, you go to bed early? What? I read one time that the older you get, the less sleep you need. Why are people going to bed earlier and earlier? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
I know some old folks with insomnia. Some people write me, older folks write me, who hardly sleep at all. They're up listening to Art Bell or George Norrie in their 80s, and they listen. Who was it? Who's that older woman who never calls anymore? Virginia. Virginia used to be up all night. She said she got 2 hours of sleep a night.
Now, that sounds like the sweet little old ladies who live in my neighborhood.
I just thought of something. I have to say this because it was when I said Virginia that this came to me. And I know this woman's no longer with us, so I can say this, but there was a woman in my mom's neighborhood just a few years back. I always wanted to go visit this woman. I never did. I won't even say her first name, but she lived about five houses down from my mom. My mom would go visit her all the time. And she was sort of losing it a little bit towards the end, we think, but she may not have been. She may have actually seen these things that she claimed to see, but this was my favorite, and there were many stories. But my favorite story of the things she would see in her day, she'd be watching television during the day, and I'm going to make up a name for her, okay? Say her name is Florence.
Okay.
She'd be watching the tube, sitting in her living room, and she'd call my mom, and she'd say, I need help. There's a demon in my house. And my mom would say, well, how do you know there's a demon in your house? I've seen it. Well, where? And then she'd say, he's behind the television. He's right behind the television, and about every 15 minutes, he pokes his head up and goes, hi, Florence.
I think his name is Jerry Springer.
But that's all he'd do. He'd just poke his head above the TV while she was watching it and just go, hiya, Florence, and then go back. And she wanted my mom to come down and do something about the guy behind her television.
Was your mom supposed to eradicate this demon? Exercise him?
She just would tell her, and there's another funny line. My mom just told me this one the other day. I was talking to her about how much water you're supposed to drink. And Florence lived a long life. I think she was in her 90s when she died. And I was talking to Mom about the recommended amount of water you're supposed to have a day, minimum of 8 8-ounce glasses a day. And my mom said, Florence never believed in that. I said, she didn't believe in having 8 8-ounce glasses? No, my mom said, Florence didn't believe in having any water. I said, what?
Never.
She said she refused to drink water because she said, here's her great quote, it rusts your stomach.
Oh.
It rusts it. And I said, wow. I said, well, what was her diet like? She says she lived on Pepsi.
Oh.
She just drank Pepsi all day.
So that must explain why sometimes there's rust in my toilet bowl, huh?
Well, I think the Pepsi all day explains the guy behind the TV. Hi, Florence.
Little sugar buzz.
Yeah.